I want to welcome everybody to today's teleseminar. I'm Tony Truffiano. I'll be your moderator. Today's teleseminar is sponsored by Annie Jennings of the national PR firm, Annie Jennings PR. Annie is a national publicist specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media. Annie's vision and insight have revolutionized the publicity industry as many of the publicity techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. Annie freely shares her strategies with authors and experts so everyone can have access to PR strategies, both the basics and advanced PR thoughts, so they can share their message with millions for the betterment of all. Annie created the concept of media websites and online press kits, defined how to create a powerful platform, developed the most advanced branding concepts known to the industry, created the Hot 35 and Hot 50 radio campaigns where you are only booked on top shows in major big city markets and on regional and nationally syndicated shows, and crafted the revolutionary pay-for-placement publicity program that has helped thousands of authors and experts build powerful platforms. Every morning, Annie and her staff have just but one thing to say, and that's, let's kick it up a notch. Today, I think, Annie, we're kicking it up about 10 notches.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Well, you know what the most fun is that we have a full house today. There's lots and lots of interest, which is great. And what you're really going to witness is actually the development of, as Tony, you know, read in the intro, that we really have brought a lot of the newest technology, latest strategies to the marketplace, to the PR marketplace. And we're doing the same thing now with podcasting. Why? It simply needs to be done. There needs to be a leader, somebody out there saying, this is how you create podcasting that has value in the marketplace, that's relevant. That's not just a bunch of junk out there, not just, you know, irrelevant information, that's something really of value to the people. We don't want to, the internet is comprised of so much information. Most of it is relevant, some of it really isn't, and some people, you know, have a tendency to abuse things on the internet. It can happen, right? We want to really show people how to be responsible in their use of this powerful tool, powerful technology tool, so that they can use it to enjoy even more success, Tony.
Absolutely. You know, and Annie, as we are, you know, talking about technologies and podcasting, literally at this point, we have had audiences of, I would think, over 1,000 that have joined our podcasting teleseminar.
Oh, sure. Last week was Podcast for Publicity, and that was huge.
Absolutely.
Huge.
But here's one of the challenges that we've run into, and this is why we're doing today's teleseminar. People will get partially through the process of podcasting and then write you and say, oh my God, I don't know how to do this. Or they'll think that they've got it all, and then they'll spend the weekend doing it only to again send you an email or call you and say, how did I get it so wrong?
Well, you know what's interesting is that the amount of steps that it takes and the amount of files and places you need to go and go get this and do this and then move it here and then do this and then do this is amazing. There's dozens and dozens of steps that you need to take to produce a podcast. So you may have heard, oh, podcasting is easy. It is easy. It's easy when all you have to do is show up and do what you do best. Talk, right?
Absolutely.
Talk. Present your series. But the background is really what takes the precision, the dedication, the discipline, and it's a lot of the back office work that many people just don't have hours and hours and hours to do. But that does not mean that you're not able to harness this incredible power of podcasting. Now, initially, Tony, you know, the whole idea is behind podcasting, it is such an easy form of distribution. Now, think about this. We have all these MP3 manufacturers. We have all these iPods out there. I mean, millions, 60 million. The numbers are staggering. All these people have these amazing receptors to information in the palm of their hand, literally in the palm of their hands, right? All they have to do is go to a podcast aggregator like iTunes and say, I want everything Annie Jennings PR does. And they say, sign me up, Scotty, and they do. Next thing you know, every time they turn on their iTunes, everything I do and everything I podcast via my RSS feed is immediately uploaded into their iTunes or you know, it's actually you know, brought up to date. As soon as they turn on their iTunes, everything new in the series that they signed up for comes is downloaded into their iTunes, and then there it is. And all they have to do is put it right into their iPod, and then guess what? They get to go do whatever they want to do, you know, and listen to my messages for, with whatever they want to do. It truly, truly is information access on the go. You're aware that Fast Company recently noted that our company, Antigenics PR, is the place to go to learn on the go. To not only learn on the go, but learn how to do everything you want regarding publicity, PR, books, on the go. So they really recognized our company as a leader in the field in providing people with information that they can use wherever they would like to use it.
Well, and you know, and what I hope that we effectively establish in this hour today is the reality that everybody that wants what you talk about, and they do, don't always have the time, unfortunately, to do this. So let's, if we can, let's start with what I think is an obvious question. We want it done, Annie. We know that it's critical, and to me, there's nothing right now more critical than having a podcasting feature as part of your toolbox, but they just either don't have the time or can't figure it out. So my question to you, Annie, is why should we hire the pros?
Well, I think it's really important is because, you know, you can't afford to miss the movement, so let's put it that way. We don't want you to miss the movement or miss the market. Anybody who didn't start building their community 5 or 6 years ago is at a significant disadvantage. I would not want to be in a startup PR company right now going against the monsters, okay, which, of course, is our company, because we have so much outreach and so much respect, and we're everywhere at all times. Many, many people come, notice, you know, when they call our company, they say, we just did an internet search, and you are everywhere, and everybody's talking about us, and everyone knows about us, and so on and so forth. Because we started really accessing and utilizing every single tool that came our way, you know, that was introduced over the last 5 years for sure, 6, 7, 8, and of course we've been in business over 15 years. So I would not want to be a startup company right now in my particular business. So you don't want to miss any movements. You know, there's a certain, you have to have a level of internet expertise at this point going on in your businesses. Now, internet marketing used to be this really cool phrase that no one really even knew what it even meant, kind of. It was like, what is internet marketing? Well, now it's really just a part of overall marketing, okay? So podcast marketing, internet marketing, it's all just part of marketing, building your business, using the tools at hand. Now, our toolbox, as Tony mentioned earlier, has increased over time. We've added many things to it, email newsletters, teleseminars, audio recordings, MP3 recordings, and now blogs, and now podcasts.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So to answer your question, why hire the pros, the number one reason is you cannot afford to miss this movement. If you have missed earlier opportunities, which is okay, you know, we all have busy lives. We all are responsible. I happen to be in the business of PR and technology, so I happen to see this stuff as it's coming along. You as authors and experts and all the companies on the line today, you're not in the business of marketing and PR like we are. I am in that business, so I know how to use this stuff. You're in your own businesses, so how logical or likely is it to really expect people whose primary business is doing other things, Tony, like medicine, like psychology, like counseling, like coaching, like all the other businesses out there, parenting, there's just so many things out there that people, that's their primary goals, to expect people to really understand all the other things they need to do to market their business now in this changing, accelerating times, is not realistic.
Well, it's not realistic, and I think anything from having to have your dishwasher serviced to putting together a professionally laid out podcasting series that includes everything from a capture strategy, which we'll talk about in a moment, to building community, to the circle around strategy, which we'll define as well. Annie, I'm not suggesting it. I'm going to demand that people understand.
When you demand, do we have to do it?
You don't have to, but we'll be waving to you at some point.
I'm sorry, I just can't help teasing you various times throughout your throughout your life.
You know I enjoy that. but I'm saying right now, if people don't move in, and I don't care if you're promoting a book, a service, a widget, a message,
right.
a website for that matter, I don't care what it is, if you're not podcasting, you're not going to succeed.
Well, you're going to miss a significant part of your market. You're going to allow your competitors to pick up that market. Remember, you know, there's a lot of people out there who really are on the cutting edge of all the marketing strategies available today. And many of them are your competitors. All right, now, podcasting is an important tool now for building a community, for massive outreach, for accessing new markets that you never knew existed before, because they're going to find you. Your market's now going to find you. Hello. Think about that. You know, the market's going to now start coming to you, which actually is absolutely fantastic to think that now you have to work so hard to go out and find your market. Your market's going to be coming to you, which is wonderful. The internet brings your market to you. Podcasting brings your market to you if used correctly. So the nice part about this is we're in the early, very early stages, and I truly mean that, even though you may feel, why didn't I start this a year ago? Well, that's okay. A year ago was very early stages. You know, what's funny now, I'll give you an analogy, is many years ago, 5-6 years ago, I would do the AdWords, Google AdWords. At that time, it was Overture and a few others. And it was nice and everything, and I was one of the few people actually using it. And then, of course, I decided it would be much better to search engine optimize my website, get all this traffic for free and not have to pay for it. Meanwhile, so I no longer use that strategy. And did an optimization strategy, which was absolutely, you know, much less money in terms of investment, and enjoy a huge rate of visitors now, while the other market's so saturated, it's absolutely ridiculous. When you go to any search term, you'll see Google AdWords on the top, or not Google, I mean just any AdWords or any of these, pay-per-click marketing strategies. There's three or four on the top of the page. There's a whole list on the right-hand side, and there's some at the bottom. I mean, it's overkill. There's just so much. So now that there's so much of this out there, what's going to make them, who are you going to choose? Well, you're going to choose the top-ranking people now, because that's got to be your future, your filter, because there's so many now competitors using the same strategy that you have to go with who Google thinks is the best, or one of the best, or the top 10 best, by clicking on and finding a company with the ranks within the top 10.
Well, Annie, let people know that as we work our way through, we're going to give people some very important information. You saw that there was a great demand for, because you've done so many podcasting series, there's a great demand to podcast, but you're also finding that the majority, and I would suggest 98% of the people that have participated, say, I just don't have time to do it. So using your expertise, podcasting, keywords, you know, title strategies, etc., and my expertise as a broadcaster and a media trainer, we've put together a dynamic program that affordably allows people to begin the process of moving information faster than they ever thought they could through our new podcasting opportunity.
Exactly.
And so we're very upfront about that. Yes, folks, we're here to sell you something today, but hold on, because what you're about to hear, what you're going to get, is amazing. So let's talk a little bit about titling strategy and using advanced titling strategy. What is a titling strategy, Annie?
Well, once you decide that, yes, I'm in, and, you know, count me in, I'm all in, I'm going to be a podcaster, you now have to develop a title that is an umbrella title. It's almost like a book title, of which is going to have many different chapters, that is many, many different recordings. It's going to be a series of information that's released over time, okay, consistently over time. So we're going to have a titling strategy that makes sense, that's going to be all-encompassing. We will help you develop your titling strategy, again, based on a series of information and acknowledging your business, understanding the many facets of your business, so that we come up with a titling strategy that is all-encompassing, that also reveals in and of itself a promise of what the content is going to be, and takes keywords into consideration as well. So we're going to be using advanced optimal titling strategy so that you can enjoy, again, a significant position and an advantage over your competitors as well.
And so that everybody understands, Annie, that they will be working directly with me and my staff and your staff in developing all of this from concept to completion. They will have somebody there literally holding their hand. In fact, we were talking earlier today, and you said, and I thought this was beautifully said, the only thing the client should have to worry about is their skill set, which is their message, the way they deliver it, their powerful voice.
All they have to do is show up.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And do what they do naturally. Just share their passion. Everything else is done for them. For example, the message development, the crafting of the message, the shaping of the message, the media training, the getting the message, the audio recording, which includes with has your message as part of it, ready to be podcast, the technology to podcast that out to the millions of people out there, the many podcast aggregators, all done for you. The only thing the client has to do is just show up at a predetermined, set-in-stone appointment time. This is how we keep you on track, guys. Appointment time where you will record about three to four, and ideally four, podcasts using optimal time length, strategy development, which we'll go in later, embedded strategy. And all you have to do is show up to do that, and the rest is done for you. So for one day a month, you have to show up for 1 hour. But the benefits are tremendous because that 1 hour leads to access to thousands of people and this huge embedded capture strategy, the circle around strategy, all right, and all the other strategies that we're going to embed in your podcasting strategy that you don't really even know about or need to know about. We'll do all the strategy embedding for you.
Let's define for people just some of the terminology. We've got a lot of information to get to today. And Annie, we are going to, you know, at the end today, we're going to encourage people to send you an email. I'll be more than happy to call anybody that sends an inquiry, and I can get into much more detail with them one-on-one. But let's talk a little bit, just so we can define a little bit, what is a capture strategy?
Well, what's really important in development right now is community development. That your power, your future power will be in the power of your community. All right, so right now we have to look at anyone who touches Annie Jennings PR should be invited into my community, whether it's they hear a podcast and I offer them more information on my website, they do an internet search and find my website. I should be able to invite them into my community through using a strategy. So a capture strategy will be embedded. That is a way for your listeners to be invited into your community. All right. Now, what does your community do for you? And this is why this is important. Your community refers new clients to you. Your community brings you big business opportunities. Your community becomes a buyer of your books, products, or services. You see? Community is huge, extremely powerful. And a capture strategy has to be one of the key elements of developing a powerful podcast strategy. Because to just get out there and whatever goes, goes, whatever happens, happens, you know, let's just wing it, is not going to work well for you. It's going to be amateurish. And what we're looking is to create a very professional, very cutting edge, using the strategies, the ultimate strategies in your podcasting strategies, in your podcasting package, in your series. Now remember, as Tony did in the intro, we're at the forefront of most of the new developments here in PR. Once again, we're going to apply that same thinking, same creative knowledge of what drives success into our podcasting program that we're talking about here today.
And Annie, let me just interject here that if people are, and again, the reason that we've developed this this service is in response to what our, you know, your clients already wanted. But, you know, let's for example, so that people understand, especially the beginning process, we're going to sit down with you and we're going to take a look at what the total goal is, not the short term, the long term goal. and we're going to say, okay, underneath that, our podcasts need to follow this, and this. So we're going to outline that, and then we're going to really take the time to develop that message. We're going to media train you on that message. We're going to record that message. We're taking care of all of that on our end. And then all of the behind-the-scenes stuff, which we'll talk about a little bit, you don't even need to worry about at that point. As you said, preset, set in stone, get it done. Here today, I'll be here tomorrow.
Exactly. Exactly. It's right. What we're talking about is just a complete, you know, podcasting strategy that you guys don't have to worry about. You know what that reminds me of, Tony? You know the Verizon commercials, which I actually love the Verizon commercials, where people are just talking on the phone, but little do they know they've got this whole network behind them that, like, shows up and comes behind trees and flops, you know, and is everywhere at all times. See, I like that. I mean, that's the kind of support that I would like to have and I feel good about having. And I got to tell you something. Verizon on the versus the other cell phone providers has really made tremendous strides. And now their advertising is excellent, but just the fact that when you feel like you're buying something that has a network of people behind it who really care about your outcome, you know, that's what gives me, that's why I buy. And not only that, just to go with the Verizon and why hiring somebody with a network of support behind them is because they have proven to be better. You know, it's just working. What they're doing is working. Same strategy at play here. All you have to do is talk. All right? Underneath that, though, think of the strategy that's underneath that. You have no idea the strategy. There's so much strategy that goes into you just talking, right? There's going to be message and series development. There's going to be embedded capture strategy, community building strategy, circle around strategy built into your content strategy. There's advanced titling strategy. There's going to be media training, okay? There's going to be a professional development of your RSS feed so that you obtain maximum positioning in all the aggregators, right? There's going to be the actual recording, the editing, the creation of the podcast. It gets complicated, but this is what happens. And then, not only that, now the distribution, right, via the RSS feed to all the podcast aggregators out there that we think are the real players, about 5 to 8. Not only that, see, now everything's done for you. So all you do is show up and provide your session. There's going to be 4 of them in advance, planned in advance, with questions in advance. So you'll know the questions. You'll know the content that you're going to share in that particular strategy and how in that particular podcast so that you don't get ahead of yourself. You reveal the information on a need-to-know basis in a way that makes sense, an unfolding of your information, right, so that it makes sense. And people want to hear the next podcast because everyone is building on each other as well. All right, and then all you have to do is, like I said, is just show up to do this, and out it all goes. But if the funny part about it is that out it all goes is this huge network of strategy of work, of professional intelligence, supporting your overall podcast goal.
Absolutely. You know, somebody just sent a question, and I think that this is a perfect candidate for a podcast. He says, every week I send out a weekly email, and I'm assuming it's some kind of newsletter with a cartoon panel and a paragraph of inspirational commentary. Sounds like a podcast, Danny.
Sure.
As I do not understand podcasting, what short animated cartoon with short commentary voiceover be viable? Absolutely. And in fact, when we're done with the teleseminar today, I want to respond to you personally, and I will respond to you personally, and we need to spend a little bit of time on the phone. Annie, this little cartoon they're talking about brings to mind the image or logo that is included with a podcast. Let's just talk briefly about how important that is as well.
Oh, sure. Your RSS feed, that is your podcast stream, has a title. It also has a logo that can be associated with it as well. So your logo would be included. And, of course, we would not do the logo development because most people do have their logo. They do have a way that they're known in the business community, so you would be using that as well for that. So people could, again, there's a branding component. So, yeah, your logo shows up as well. So when people do, let's say they search book promotion or some other topic, you know, up would come my stream, and alongside of it would be my logo.
And indeed, if people subscribe to your podcast series, they can see it in real life. But this is this email is a great example of how we can turn what might even just be a newsletter into something far more dynamic. And Andy, the thing that I absolutely adore about podcasting is that people share their podcasts with lots of other people.
Oh, yeah. A lot of viral marketing takes place, a lot of virtual marketing. Here's another reason that this is so important that you have this professional team, all right, supporting you. Because there is so much information available to people that once you disappoint someone or they say, oh, nothing but babble, I told the story last week, 4.5 minutes to get to the point. I mean, as a courtesy, listen to the 6-minute podcast to see what was going on there. And it's 4.5 minutes to get to the lead, the point, the reason the media would care. This was a media podcast. All right. Another one came in 15 minutes into it. I was still getting all this, like, stuff I had I didn't want to hear. I wanted the nuts and bolts of what they were going to share. They did it all wrong. So now I can't subscribe. I would never subscribe to those podcasts. Why? Because it's just we have too much junk mail coming in as it is. Now we want junk podcasts? I don't think so. You know, you can unsubscribe very easily, and I would have done that if I were subscribed to these. Just get rid of them. I don't need them. I want the great stuff. What I do is now when I podcast, I tell Austin here in the office, most of you know him, and I say, Austin, just get me everything they have on X, Y, and Z. And I listen to everything and decide what I like. So I can go through, I can just, you know, when I'm walking, you know, I like to use this stuff while I'm exercising because I like to multitask, right? And I can listen to 3, 4, 5, 10 podcasts if I want to in 1 hour, all right? And I can see who I like and who's got valuable information, who I want to hear more from, and I can subscribe to their feed. If I don't like it and say, oh, these people, nothing but a hard sell, I can't stand it. All they want to do is sell me this, like, million-dollar program, and they're not telling me anything I really need to know. Forget it. That's not the strategy we're going to be using for your podcast. You can forget about that strategy. This will not be a podcast where you're not doing nothing but selling. We have an embedded sales strategy, okay, that is very tasteful, distinguished, and not this hard sell. You know, I can, like I said, people can unsubscribe if they want to.
Well, you know, as we're sitting here talking, somebody sends another email question about RSS feeds, and they said, I've always wanted to do podcasting, but, you know, it's not just the lingo that confuses me, it's how to do all this. And they said, I don't want you, and let me read it verbatim, I don't want you to explain what an RSS is. Does it really work? Well, the simple answer to that question is flawlessly.
Well, the RSS, you mean does an RSS feed work, or
Absolutely.
Does it work for its outcome?
Both. I would think one or the other.
Think about this. Think about an RSS. I love my analogies. I'm getting ready. Like, I love that, but the aggregators are like a big supermarket, and I'll tell you that one in a minute. But the RSS feed is like a car, and the car drives your product around to all these outlets. Okay, so your RSS feed is the motor, the fuel. It's the airplane that takes your information out into the world.
Makes sense.
I mean, how else are you going to explain that? It's like a slide. Pretend you're going down a river. Oh, I got a good analogy. Okay, you know when you do river rafting and like it's like really the water's going really fast and you're on this raft and you're like going a million miles down this river. That's what an RSS feed is like. It's just taking your information and just sending it out there into the world. And the world is podcast aggregators that are all preset, right, as part of the service, into the RSS feed. So there you go. We already know in advance where they're going to go, and part of the service is, of course, we send them out for you. So the whole point is that Tony and his staff will be handling a lot of the background technology here. So you don't have to worry about, am I getting everywhere at all times? Yeah, the answer is yes, you will be.
Absolutely. Annie, I want to, because it's been so wildly successful, somebody says, well, how can I use a podcast? you recently began recording a series of podcasts that have absolutely nothing to do with public relations.
I know, isn't that great?
Well, what's great about it
is... No, it's not great. I mean, I do publicity ones, too, but, you know, why stop there, guys?
Well, but I because I think that this is, just because it is so pure and true, you've been doing it now, can we say 8 weeks?
Oh, yeah, it's new.
Okay.
It's new.
You've gone from, I used this phrase this morning, but it's true, you've gone from zero to hero.
Yes, that's correct.
Explain to this audience what you've done, what this podcasting series is, and what you've done with it in such a short period of time.
All right, so basically I was introduced to really a fun side hobby, you know, recently, and it's really being turned into almost a sport. Why? Because there's so much money in this. And there's so much money in this from not only the spectators, from the players, but also from the advertisers. That's like the biggest new quote unquote sport, you know, to be presented in the industry in a long time. So everybody's hopping on this bandwagon. Well, I just happen to also be introduced to, we'll call it the sport, and I absolutely love it. And why do I love it? Intriguing. It fits my personality. I absolutely love everything to do with it. It's a nice mental workout, and people who know me just know that I love to learn and always be challenged. This has to do with No Limit Texas Hold'em Poker, okay? Now, as you know, that has taken the industry by storm. There are millions and millions of players. They've got a tournament that takes place yearly where many years ago, maybe 300-400, you know, really quote-unquote gamblers joined up, whatever. Guess last year there was over 6,000 people, regular Joes. I'm telling you, regular people. Guy in our community just placed third in a major tournament. They're expecting probably up to 10,000 people soon. Now, that's 10,000 people, yet it's broadcast on ESPN, on many, many major cable stations, too, and they have all kinds of things going. This is a growing industry and a growing sport. Now, because I have interview skills, because I have publicity skills, and because I have a knowledge, okay, of No Limit Texas Hold'em, I was able to say, how can I take everything that I know and create another business for myself, or another way to express my creativity and another way to bring excitement? I've got to tell you, these podcasts are so exciting to do, and they're so much fun for me. See, I like the fun to never stop, and never stops in my life. Well, this whole Poker Pro podcast series has been amazing. What I did is started to interview the big players, all right? And I interviewed the players, and it was very well. We do by maybe 10 to 15-minute podcasts because the content of the podcast really drives the length of the podcast. You just want to be careful that we don't go too long because we're not doing, you know, a long one-hour training session here. We're doing a podcast. Podcasts by nature have a tendency to be of a shorter interval time. All right, just the way it is. So we started the program, and I've done some interviews, and it's wildly successful. Wildly. The subscribers are off the charts. The popularity of this is literally off the charts. And now I have these big poker names coming to me wanting to be interviewed on the series. Why? Because what I've done is I embedded the capture strategy, the community building strategy, the circle around strategy, everything I know to be important into my interview process. So all of a sudden, these people coming on the interviews saying, I cannot believe your outreach. I cannot believe how influential these are. I can't believe the people contacting me because they're listening to these podcasts. I can't believe the visitorship on my site. This is incredible. I want more. So now they're all coming to me, and they just all want me on the podcast. So what I do now is I set aside one day per week, which actually for me is a Friday. Now, this is how it would work for you, too. You can even do an interview series, just like I'm talking about right now, okay? What's going to happen down the road for me? I'm probably going to be invited to be a professional interviewer of this in this community. I might be a contributor in some way. My podcast could be maybe picked up by a major company saying, you know what, we want to buy this particular aspect of your business. I'm developing something that's going to have that much bigger value down the road. I'm in early. I'm making a stand for myself. I'm making a stake for myself. Everyone will know of or will eventually know of, but it's already taken off, the Annie Jennings Poker Pro podcast series. so many things can happen down the road, right? So we also have a longer-term strategy in mind, too, because if you develop this huge podcast series, well, who knows? Someone might want to make you an offer down the road. You do never really know what can happen. So for me, and this is how you guys can do it, too, is you set one day aside. Tony will, of course, you'll be media trained. You'll have your content. You'll be, like, all set and ready to go. This is a strategy. And then you will set aside a time. On Fridays, I set aside from 1 to 2 o'clock, and that's when I do my interviews. And I'll do 4 podcast interviews with a poker pro, a name brand poker pro, and then we will broadcast them out. We'll let them out on our stream once a week. All right. So when you work with Tony on doing your podcast interviewing, Tony will be your interviewer, right? See how it's a nice safety net? You know, you have Tony doing a nice intro, Tony doing a nice interview with you if that's the way you would like to set it up. And then you do several of those in one recording, hopefully 4. And then Tony and his staff will manage the RSS feed so that weekly, on a day that you think is right, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever we determine is the right strategy for you, they are released via your RSS feed into the podcast world with the various aggregators.
This is seamless and effortless. It is as simple as Annie says.
Well, I make it sound simple, but...
Well, no, I'm talking about allowing us as the pros to do all
right.
This. It's as simple as you just showing up.
Well, exactly, and it's our business model. You see, this is Tony's business model, and, of course, for me, I'm very, very strong in the content development and the other strategy portions of it as well. So, yeah, all you really have to do is show up, but you show up prepared. You show up ready to go. You show up knowing what you're going to talk about and how you're going to talk about it. You know what strategy is embedded in where. You know where to go with it. If Tony's your interviewer, he'll be able to also ask you a leading question that will allow you to actually discuss the appropriate strategy at the appropriate time using your content. Okay? And we'll say, okay, everybody, here's my content strategy. I want you to do this now. Here's my capture strategy, so go now. No. It's very, very, very subtly embedded in the way your whole podcast is going to unfold. So you see how there's going to be your primary goal of your podcast of sharing your information, and then there's going to be your secondary goals or your sub-goals. Your sub-goals are what we discussed earlier, your capture, community, and circle around strategy. All right, and it's all going to be embedded, but see, these are the nice part about working with us is that you don't have to worry about all this stuff going on behind the scenes. You don't have to learn a thing. You get to go out, enjoy the weather, enjoy your family, do whatever it is you need to do, knowing that on Fridays you're going to show up, Tony and everyone's going to be ready, and you're going to record your 4 sessions, and weekly they're going to be podcast out into the world. And everybody's going to be downloading your podcast, and you're going to be building your stream, you're going to be building your presence, you're going to be building the number of people who listen to your podcast, and building your reputation, and actually building your market. And you're going to be competing very well against your strongest competitors who already know and are using the technology to their massive advantage as well.
And there's no question that everybody's time does have a price tag attached to it. No matter what you do, there is a value to your time. One of the things that you really have to decide is, I mean, everybody already knows because they're here today that podcasting is a critical and significant component of where they need to move. All right, so we've already satisfied that answer. But, you know, what is it worth to you? In terms of not only time but in dollars, you know, you had said something a little earlier on that we should not discount, and I didn't want to blow over it. I made a note immediately. If you get enough people listening to your podcast, you can actually go out and find sponsors for your podcast.
Very
Another
good.
Way to make money.
You know, that's great because you can, and then the sponsor strategy is very strong. And there is a way to make it so it doesn't sound like, well, just one big commercial, okay? Now, if you get a sponsor, if you're lucky enough, and down the road you can, because if you've got a number of listeners, they're targeted listeners, obviously, there's going to be people, let's say you're in the health industry, there's going to be a vitamin company that's going to want to reach your target market, okay, that you've developed over the years, that's basically come to you, all right? They're going to want to pay you to be part of it. You're going to want to embed them in a way that makes sense. You don't want to be, I'm nothing but an advertising now, and my sponsors are going to be paying, and I'm going to make money off this. Yeah, down the road, you can make money from your podcast, right? We'll look to that a little later, because initially you want to build a very solid presence in the podcast community, in my opinion. All right, but yes, your sponsorship strategy is very strong, and it does, it can happen down the road. That's for sure.
There's no question about that. Not to mention the fact, and we talked about this last week, and I don't want to get into it in too much detail, but Annie, if we have a message calendar, if we know what we're going to title our series, and we know what our first four podcasts or first eight podcasts are
right.
going to be about, now we need to talk about developing the content. That's where I will come in and help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be overly promotional, but, you know, again, if I'm an author and I have a new book coming out, there's a way to promote that that isn't overly solicitous. Last night I had a social thing to go to, ran into an old friend that I hadn't seen in years, and he's been using podcasting to sell bakeware, of all the crazy things. Now, he's an engineer, but he found this bakeware that he really likes, so he became a distributor.
Right.
And he decided to use podcasting as a way to sell it, but he doesn't sell it on the podcast. He talks about the features. He does a recipe segment.
Recipe, cooking tips, all that, yeah.
Absolutely. And he has gone from, he told me, it started in his basement. It's grown from his basement to the garage, and now it's gone into one of the spare bedrooms.
Wow.
And this has happened all over the course of 24 months.
That's right. And think about this. You know, I'm a regular person. I have a family. I have dogs. I would like to be able to cook. I'm only kidding about the cooking part. I'll never
Doesn't
be able
cook.
To cook. Last night I tried to cook something. I burnt the lamb chop. My son looked at me. He goes, "What are you doing?" I burnt the lamb chops. I burnt the hamburgers. And I burnt the rice, but I hid that I burnt the rice. Nobody could tell. But it was totally burnt. But anyway, but see, all these hobbies, I can download anything I want. And I can get 10 or 12 podcasts in my podcast, and I can go listen to them while I go do my, you know, exercise, whatever it is I like to do. So you see the variety, and then if I say, oh yeah, let me go to that site, because I definitely want to get that good recipe for how not to burn your lamb chops or hamburgers, you know. That's the one thing, never do. Never cook and multitask at the same time.
Well, somebody sends a question a little skeptically, and insinuating that there isn't a topic that we can't do a podcast for. Now, within the general guidelines of good community relations, but I defy anybody to give me a topic that we couldn't podcast on.
Oh, no, exactly, because you know what? Podcasting is simply, it's simply sharing. It's simply sharing. That's it. And we're just using a new modality, like a telephone. Remember before telephones, they would do, you know, horseback messages? We're just using now a telephone. The nice, but something like a telephone, but the best part about podcasting is you have a captive audience initially. Okay, so you don't want to blow it, though, because they do have the opportunity to leave. And your information is literally going into the palm of their hand. People carry their podcast in their hand. Well, where's your information? It is in their hand.
And
okay.
There's a nonprofit that I do podcasts for occasionally. On
mm-hmm.
the day that their podcast goes out, the visits to their website go up 4,300%.
Yeah.
I
know.
You can't buy that.
Well, yeah. And you know what? You have to trust people. Like, trust the bigger people. Think about this. You have Apple, you know, behind iPods. The MP3 players, I mean Microsoft, you have all those people behind this technology. Now, do you really think that these huge companies, and you can even podcast to your cell phone, do you really think that these huge, huge companies are going to let anything happen to the ability for people to listen to podcasts via their equipment? No. It's only going to build and become stronger and stronger until you're no longer even going to need half the things you need. CD players, holding those portable CD players, forget it. They're bulky now. They're heavy.
By the way, folks,
they're heavy.
The media is going to also subscribe to your podcast, and you won't even know it.
Oh, yeah.
Podcasts are a great way to do an audio press release.
Well, right, and that's going to need even more. That's going to need a lot of strategy because, as I said earlier, somebody did do an audio press release, and I listened to it, and it was 4.5 minutes before I even got to what I would consider, as a member of the media, anything relevant.
Let me just interrupt very quickly. The day Annie listened to that, she called me and she said, I don't want to tell you why. Follow the link I sent you and listen and then call me back.
Right.
So go on, because it was just terrible.
Oh, no, well, it really wasn't. It was unfortunate, though. But see, here's the point, is that the poor author did not know it was bad. And now, see, I have immense respect for anyone who shares their life's work via a book, audio series, a demo series, a video series, whatever, your website, special reports. I have tremendous respect for that. You know I do. In my business, I do. I'm in the business of taking people who have spent a lifetime developing a message, a craft. They feel they have something they really need to share. And creating it to be in media speak, we'll call it, and getting it out there. Now, so I have tremendous respect for this author. I felt bad because an author now has spent many, many years. They're actually a very strong expert with a great message to share. It was very newsworthy, and this expert should have been, and actually was, all over the media with our help. But this podcast or this audio press release was very poor and landed him nothing. Nothing. Now, he deserved so much more than that. He deserved to be heard by every major media outlet in this entire country. Was he? Absolutely not. Why? Strategy was improper and not powerful and not respectful, not responsible, not cutting edge. He didn't give the media what they needed to have to say yes to him. Okay.
And I'll go back to our old line, tried and true, if you give them what they want, they'll give you what you need.
Sure, sure. If he had gone out with a powerful lead, 10 to 20 to 30 seconds, saying, hey, me, this is exactly what I am. Me, my credentials, my message, my background, my history, the benefits to your audience, the benefits to any breaking news tie-ins happening right this second, he would have been booked everywhere like he should have been, actually. So you see what I'm saying is that by not having access to the strongest strategy available and making innocent mistakes, you know, the real advantage is that we know how to create information that immediately captures the attention of your audience. Why? That's my business. Tony's a media trainer and is able to teach you how to do that as well. Anyone who's worked with Tony kind of knows that, you know, doing a 3-minute interview, you've got to be very strong, and there's not a word to be or a sentence to be missed in that particular opportunity. And that's really the same strategy that's now going to actually, you know, flow over into the podcast strategy too. To keep your podcast, you know, informational. Now, anybody glaze over during this teleseminar at all, or did we capture your attention for most of the teleseminar? See, that's the important thing. Delivery skills are critical, because if you don't have your good delivery skills, you're going to have your podcasters starting to get distracted by whatever else is going on in their world. Which, while they're listening to their podcast, if you've ever seen a teenager listen to a podcast, you wonder if they hear anything, but, you know, you want to watch that glaze over effect. So therefore, part of the media training is to make sure your delivery skills are strong and you know how to use voice, tonality, along with your content to keep your interested your audience hanging on to your every word.
You know, and a media training tip, knowing how to use a pause can drastically and dramatically change the message you deliver.
Oh, sure. Sure. We can't have anybody reading. But see, you know what? Initially, one of the strategies we do use is in content development is just become familiar first with your content, then add the personality, the pizzazz, the power, the persuasion, all these wonderful things that go along in the communication process. So what's so fun? What's so fun about working with us, Tony?
Well, there are many things. Number one, you know that once you start working with us, and sure, I'll be a little boastful here, you know, once you start working with us, the reality is the fun now and the opportunity to not only expand your community, but more importantly, expand your opportunity to make money exponentially increases with every podcast. And Annie, people are going to find out very quickly that when they work with us, whether it's message development, whether it's what we're doing behind the scenes that they never have to worry about, whether it's finding a new path to what they thought was an old message. You know, the truth is, most people have a myriad of messages that they've retired that we can revive in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to find that all of the hard work is already done. It's just a matter of getting it organized and getting going.
That's right. That's right. And the nice part, you know, I also like that, you know, when people do work with us, they get to be part of our community ourselves, my community and Tony's community. And, you know, Tony, I heard something the other day, and I remember discussing with you about when publishers, and I thought, this is amazing, actually. This is the power that really you can have out there, is that when publishers hear that Annie Jennings PR is handling the packaging and providing the PR services, publishers are more inclined to say yes to the book deal. And I heard that from a New York City agent, and I said, wow, it's just amazing. You know, the power of a very strong strategy that works, that has a proven deliverable in the marketplace, really has on your future.
Proven,
you know, because
deliverable.
Yeah.
Listen to that loud and clear. A proven deliverable.
A proven deliverable. That's correct. So as part of everyone's PR strategy, you know, podcasting now is a part of your internet marketing, which is now a part of your overall marketing. So it's all blending, it's all like coming together, so the lines are being blurred, and it's just part of everything. So you really have to have your finger in a lot of things. The only problem is at a certain point, there's only so many hours in the day. There is. So we can't let those hours in the day, though, slip away from us when there's important podcasting work to be done.
Absolutely. Let us now, I want people to write this down, please. Write it down. I'll give you 5 seconds. Do. All right, everybody write this down. Annie@AnnieJenningsPR.com. Annie@AnnieJenningsPR.com. Send Annie an email. Let her know that you're interested in getting more information. I'll be happy to call everybody, but send it to Annie, please. And then we are going to start lining up consultations as early as tomorrow, for that matter, for people that want to start to get involved in podcasting. Now, we have taken on new staff, and we are more than prepared to handle the influx that we know is coming our way. I want to remind everybody, the reason for today's teleseminar is over the last few weeks, Annie has been inundated with people that are clamoring to do podcasting that either don't have time or can't figure it out. Either way, we've got you covered.
I love it. Yeah, we've got you covered. All right. Well, I want to thank our audience. You've been wonderful, and we've had a really tremendous response, and I really appreciate it very, very much. And, you know, I'm proud to have everyone here on the line as a part of our community.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to working with everybody. And the person that sent me the email earlier in the hour, I'm going to send you an email in the next couple minutes, and let's make some time to sit and talk.
All right, Tony, and as a reminder, that's Annie@AnnieJenningsPR.com. Let me know all about yourself. You know, name, website, phone numbers, all those great things that we like to have. And then there you go. You can be part of this podcast craze. It can be part of your life, and you can get your piece of the podcasting pie.
Absolutely. Thanks again, everybody. We'll look forward to podcasting with you in the future.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye, y'all.